Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Alfred Ruff. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfred Ruff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Ruff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Ruff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Ruff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib fires over to first and Fain drops the ball. That's an error on Fain. Dropo moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0-for-1 in the game. Feed Roth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropeau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Heft moves to second. One out. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0 for 2 in the game. Feed Roth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel, who is chasing the ball. Feed Roth reaches third base with a triple. Heft scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Feed Roth scores. Hatfield moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heft is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Juiced takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Juiced moves to third. Farris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 2 in the game. Fane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Fane reaches second base with a double. Juice scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Feed Roth bunts towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive towards first. Dropo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kukab fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heft strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Feed Roth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Pete Suter. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Johnny Kukab. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Fain reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Hal White now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Elmer Vallow now playing center field. Skeeter Kell now playing second base. Bob Hooper now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Mapes pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Mapes moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Mapes now playing right field. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Hitchcock moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.